Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Intentional. This is part four, last piece of the Enjoy Your Year challenge, which if you have not yet listened, wanted to create a framework for us to go into the new year looking forward to what's ahead. Whether you're in job transition, you're becoming a new parent, you are moving, you're in the messy middle of a business you're building, kids you're raising, whatever your life looks like, I want us to get excited about a new year. This is a really special time of year, and there are a couple of ways we could get through it, meaning we could muscle our way through and succumb to the stress and the chaos and shopping for last minute gifts and make sure you have enough and make sure it's all wrapped really pretty. Or we can take time to reflect, be where our feet are, practice presence in the moment, not overthinking, not overcomplicating transitions in life, and just give us a reason to get excited for a new year. Get excited for possibility and what we're going to accomplish, who we're going to become. This is my favorite time of year. There is no better time during the year for us to refresh and remind ourselves that we're in charge of our own destiny. We create the reality that we live in. And if something isn't working, how do you start to take steps in a direction to rebuild and restructure that area of your life? That's what this series has been about. That's what this whole show is about. And today is probably the most special of the series, but it won't make sense unless you have gone back and listened. So begin with episode 52, which is about setting your standard higher for yourself, figuring out the kind of person you want to be and how to show up as your best. Part two is setting your intentions for the new year. What do you want to accomplish? How do you want to accomplish it? And what kind of energy do you want to bring to your life? Part three is putting action to that. Love a plan. Love to sit behind my desk and make a whole elaborate plan, but it doesn't work unless you take action on it. And today is about releasing control once those pieces are in play. This is definitely a more put together version, but this is essentially how I have created success in business, goal setting, relationship, just in the journey of being on a personal growth path. And this is the most important because once the first three parts are in play and they're functioning like a well-oiled machine, this is the part where we get to actually sit back and enjoy ourselves. So if that feels exciting for you, then stick around for today's show. Having this show is the joy of my life. Like, I am so blessed to live a life that is enriched with love and abundance, simplicity, success. Like, there are so many beautiful pieces to my life, but to get to use my gifts in speaking, in writing, in sharing my perspective on this show is truly, it's been the adventure of a lifetime. In addition to running my small business, which feels a bit more like work most of the time, as it should, this is the space where I get to come on here every single week and connect with you and just share things that help us make our lives better. And it's just been the joy of my life to do this. It's so fulfilling on a creative level. And I have dedicated my creative work in speaking and writing by calling upon my life to feed me inspiration. And I had that experience last week when I was planning this episode. I put a lot of effort into each of these episodes. I plan these episodes very carefully, and it'll take me a few weeks of swirling the idea around in my mind before I actually come to record it. And I was at the hair salon last weekend when I was reading one of these books that I kind of go in and out. I have a couple of different spiritual books that I pick up and kind of read over time just because it's intense to read books written by spiritual teachers. And grasping these concepts, I don't know. I do better when I kind of pick it up and put it down and read it over time. And one of those books happens to be Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life by Dr. Wayne Dyer. He's been around for a very long time. And I was reading this book, and this super kind man who was chatting with my hairstylist, she usually does a cut while I'm sitting in hair dye. So I'm reading this book, he's chatting, and he stops me. He was like, oh, is that book good? And I was like, oh yeah, I've read this a few times, and this is like my third or fourth round of it, and I come back to it every year. And what's so amazing about this book is that I learn new things every time I read it. And essentially, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. He has a bunch of different books, but this one in particular is about something called the Tao, specifically the Tao Te Ching or the Great Way. I might be pronouncing that incorrectly, but it's basically, like, I'll read you the back and it'll give you a better example of what this means. 500 years before the birth of Jesus, a God realized being named Lao Tzu, I'm definitely not pronouncing that right, in ancient China dictated 81 verses which are regarded by many as the ultimate commentary on the nature of our existence. The classic text of these verses, called the Tao Te Ching or the Great Way, offers advice and guidance that is balanced, moral, spiritual, and always concerned with working for the good. So it's kind of like, I guess you could interpret it similar to the Psalms in the Bible. They're just different pieces of life advice. And in this book, he takes these very complex verses. When I read them, I'm like, okay, can you speak in English? Because this makes absolutely no sense. But he will take the verse and interpret it in everyday language that's very simple to understand. So I'm going to read you part of this because this was the part that I was reading while this man was asking my opinion. And I don't know, you know, you could say a lot of things are signs. And I realize there are a lot of videos on the internet that make fun of people who are like, oh my gosh, three puddles in a row, that's a sign. Like, you could look at anything as a sign. But for somebody who is kind of straddling the line of reality and having a sixth sense, if that makes sense, you know, like intuitively, you know when a sign is a sign. So this man is asking my opinion, I'm reading this verse, and I'm like, oh, this is a part that I should share on the podcast. And specifically, this is something that pertains exactly to what we're going to talk about in today's episode. So in the Tao Te Ching, the 43rd verse goes like this. The softest of all things overrides the hardest of all things. That without substance enters where there is no space. Hence I know the value of non-action. Teaching without words, performing without action, few in the world can grasp it. That is the master's way. Rare indeed are those who obtain the bounty of this world. So you see what I mean? Like, you're kind of like, okay, cool. But what does that mean? Here is Dr. Wayne Dyer's interpretation. Introduce a soft, non-action style to your life. Practice the way of non-action or performing without effort. By letting go of your inner drive to push ahead, you'll see that you ironically do better than when you try so hard. In your work, become more tolerant in your drive to achieve by softening your attitude and behavior. You'll see that customers and larger opportunities are attracted to you. Why is this true? Because you're allowing the perfect flow of the Tao, like the great gray heron lets the tide recede in order to reveal the nourishment he needs to live. Notice how your life changes as you change the way you look at it. Practice performing without effort in other areas of your life too. For example, some marathon runners say they've learned to relax and stop pushing, letting their legs, arms, and torso simply be as their bodies begin, experiencing extreme exhaustion with only a few miles to go. They report that when they shut down the mental interference and instruction, they magically cross the finish line. Soft always has its place, for it is the water course way, the way of the Tao. As I read this book, I interpret what's called the Tao as the energy, or the connection to the divine, or the love that surrounds us. So you can kind of fill in the blank of what that word pertains to you. But this is crazy because I have been building my journal business for almost 5.5 years. And I also has been balancing my work schedule, which includes me going to work with my fiance a couple of days a week. It includes me freelancing a couple of days a week. And for the last 5 years, I've been exhausted. And look, I'm in my 20s. This is the time I'm building my life. I'm building my foundation. I'm learning what it's like to be a freelancer, an entrepreneur, and an employee all at the same time. And I recently started going to the chiropractor and have learned pieces of my body have not been functioning properly because I think I'm holding too much. So in December, right now, a couple months ago, my fiance was like, I think you should lessen your load in December and really allow yourself to be present in the Christmas season, take care of the Christmas gifts, because I don't know how people who work full-time handle Christmas, but dear God, it is not for the faint of heart. He's like, take the time, go to the chiropractor, heal your body, get everything in alignment. And to be fair, he loves me. He wants the best for me, but he also lives with me, okay? I am not my best self when I am exhausted. So he's like, please, for me, for you, do this for everybody in your life. Take this time, we will be okay. And this December, coincidentally, one of my best friends is moving to her dream home and it's happening quicker than she anticipated. Another good friend of mine just had a baby and I have been doing my best to be there for my friends while they go through these transitions in whatever way I can. Just a phone call to support, cooking, physically going over there, just whatever I can do to support. And usually I don't have the capacity for that. Like all of my friends are busy people and we all do a really great job of doing our best. But I saw this time as an opportunity, yes, to heal my body, yes, to move slower, help my friends. But this is crazy. When I started December, okay, I was looking at a blank slate in 2024. Right now, mid-December, I have 5 events in the first 3 months. Opportunities found me. I didn't even do the work. I had reached out to these people in the past just to make a connection, say hello. I'm going to be on Fox 8 News, New Day Cleveland, which I have been on several times. I'm so grateful. I had been meaning to get around to asking them. And then I got an email from the producer, which I didn't even see. I don't know how I missed it. I was looking for a different email. And I was like, oh, from New Day. And they asked me to be on the first week of January. And I was like, okay, it's go time. I am going to vend at a new event. I'm going to host an event. I am going to sell at a new location. all of which I will share in email on Instagram. So if you're interested, stick around. And the fifth event is I'm going to be the MC of a vision board event, which I'm so freaking excited for. And I'm sitting back and I'm just like, my body feels amazing. My mind is clear. And I'm like, all of these opportunities. Oh, and I'm developing a new product. And one of my good friends is just so good at brainstorming. And she is just sending me ideas for it, which you'll see what I mean. She's also the brains behind the grounding journal, the good night journal, our gratitude and intention card decks. Like, without her, oh my gosh, what would my business be? She is amazing. Shout out to my friend Juliet, and she's also the photographer that takes all of my professional photos and videos, and I'm so grateful for her. She has been helping me so much with this new project, and I've sat back and I've just been in such a deep state of appreciation and presence, and I haven't even been killing myself to look for these opportunities. Over the past 5 years, I have been, but this month things have fallen into place and I've been telling Tony, like, how is this happening? He's like, because you're in alignment. You've worked so hard for this time and now it's all coming together. So anyways, that was just a tangent from my life of how to introduce a soft non-action style. The other part of this book and this chapter says, encourage desire. The second part of this chapter says, encourage desires to flow freely into your imagination. Consider what you've wanted to have in this life as if it's behind a locked door. Imagine what you've been telling yourself about the prosperity, superb health, good luck, business success, or wonderful relationship you've craved, that no matter how hard you've tried, it's all come to naught. Then imagine yourself flowing like water through the barrier of that locked room. Do it softly, gently, and silently in your mind. In other words, just spend time getting used to practicing the watercourse way of the Tao. As you allow softness to be part of the picture of your life, the hard way will soften. Begin to exercise this kind of effortless in all areas of your desires. We all know people in our lives who are so rigid and uptight and controlling. And look, takes one to know one. I have been like that for most of my life. And I can see now at 28, there are times where I am that, but there are also times where I'm able to sit back and relax. And that's a skill. And it takes a little while to develop this. But oh my gosh, the gratitude, the deep state of being in awe of magic and abundance and love that is surrounded in your life only comes when you let go. See, the world tries to tell us that we need to force our way forward. We need to work so hard. We need to go after every single opportunity, even if it doesn't feel completely right in our intuition. It says we need to take every single opportunity. We need to put ourselves out there. We need to work so hard. We need to try and control everything. But here's the deal. Some seasons require that. When I start this marathon of events come January, in 2 weeks from now, I'm going to be in that phase where I am go, go, go. I'm going to be my masculine energy. I'm going to be setting out my clothes, figuring out my hair washing schedule well in advance, having it written out so that I know what is expected of me in every single opportunity. But right now, while I'm preparing for that, it would be so easy to allow the anxious thoughts of how the heck am I going to do all of that to take over? But instead, I'm just choosing to be so grateful for it. I have prayed for all of these opportunities, and I can vividly remember back in 2018, before I even came out with our first wellness journal, which, side note, so my small business is called One Ray Journal. I sold one journal, one cover option for almost a year. Now we have 5 different collections, 10 plus covers, card decks, notepads, workshops. But for almost a year, I sold one product exclusively. One cover, of the wellness journal. And I look back and do you know what I would have given to even be invited to vend at an event, let alone be asked to be on the news, host my own workshop with my favorite, spoiler alert, coffee shop coming up in February. These are opportunities that I once sat and cried on my couch like, oh my gosh, it's so far away. How am I going to do this? And here I am. And it would be so easy to sabotage it by being anxious that I might not get 8 hours of sleep in between. Like, how silly does that sound? All I need to do is block my weekends so that I have adequate time to rest and make sure that I'm not overbooking myself in other areas of my life to give me the ability to show up and do a great job at all five of these functions. I'm pumped. I'm seriously so excited. And bottom line being, I didn't muscle my way to get there. I didn't try and force these opportunities onto my plate. I simply set my intention, showed up as my best, did the work, reached out, showed up to events, made connections, and boom, here we are. Here we are. And not even me asking, because I've done this in the past and it hasn't worked for me, but me calling my shot and saying, I'm going to reach out to the news and I'm going to be featured. Like, I legitimately forgot to email them. They reached out to me. Just like the first time I went on, they reached out to me. And I could have, I'm sure, gotten the email and sent it and pitched myself. And I have done that for my friends. I've said, here's the email. Please reach out to them. Please get yourself on the show. It's great exposure. It's a ton of fun. But the opportunities came knocking at my door. And this is not me trying to boast about how successful I am, because look, I still got so long to go. This is just me sharing it for maybe someone who's listening who feels like I'm so far behind. I still feel that way, even with all of these beautiful opportunities. But the part that I can tell you is once you have done the work, once you have reached out, made the connection, went to a networking event, even though you would have rather stayed home in your Barefoot Dreams robe, snuggled on the couch, those opportunities will find their way to you when you release control. When you do the work, when you show up as your best, when you have the right intentions, opportunities that are meant for you will not pass you up. See, this is where we get confused. We think, well, if I just did this, maybe I wouldn't have lost my job. Or if I just applied to this, maybe I would have gotten a better opportunity. What's meant for you will happen in your life at the time that it is meant to happen. I can very vividly look back when I was crying to my fiance about why the news wasn't emailing me back. I had one freaking product. What was I going to go up there? Bring 7 teal one-ray journals? Like, no, they would have been like, what? You sell one product? It was so much better when they reached out to me and I had a little bit more of a mature product line and I had more things to share and I wasn't so strapped for, I don't know what I'm doing. Also, I might have blown the opportunity because I wasn't confident in myself. I didn't realize what it took to show up in a way that met my standard of excellence, if that makes sense. And I firmly believe that these opportunities fall into your plate when you're already excited and riding the wave of momentum of what's already working. And guess what? You can steal that from another area of your life. If you have been hitting your workouts like nobody's business, but your small business isn't growing like you want to, ride the wave of success of how good you feel during your workout. Yeah, this is going well. I'm going to appreciate it so much. I'm going to practice just sending love and gratitude to my workouts, to my body for showing up for me, to this equipment for feeling really good, to the people at my gym who are encouraging, to the friends that I meet. Like, ride the wave of momentum in whatever area of your life is working. I'm sharing these things about my small business, but what you don't see is the house hunting journey that my fiance and I'm not going to go into it. You guys are so sick of hearing this. I already know. But look, one ball is thriving and one ball is being dropped. So take it for what it's worth. I am riding the momentum of my small business to carry right on over to the house hunting because that's something that I really want to work out. But I'm not going to control it. I'm not going to stew over opportunities that did not work out. So what exactly does it look like to practice this soft, non-action way of living? Well, number one, it looks like not taking things personally. Next time you feel left out, you feel like someone forgot about you, you're not sure why someone's giving you certain energy, it has everything to do with them and what they are going through in their life, and probably not a whole lot to do with you. Unless you did something that you're like, oh, maybe they're upset about that. Maybe that warrants an apology. But if you're like, I genuinely can't think of a reason somebody treated me this way, wash your hands of it and move the heck on. It has nothing to do with you. Living in a soft way looks like going with the flow even when plans change. Not being too tied down to one way of living, or if your workout appointment gets moved, or if you don't have enough time to cook a recipe that you were planning, but instead you want to do something that is less intense, be flexible. It's like the old quote in yoga that says, bend so you don't break. Be flexible in your approach. When things happen, last minute changes come up, plans get canceled and rescheduled, great. It wasn't meant to be. Living in a soft way looks like, for me personally, the way that I am interpreting this, is wearing clothing that fits your body and not shaming your body for not looking a certain way in the clothing. I have two pairs of jeans right now that I am at odds with. Every time I try them on, I'm like, ooh, okay, not working for us, not looking good. Accentuating an area of my body that I do not want to draw attention to. If they are not fitting my body, instead of trying to make my body fit them, I'm just going to find a pair that fits better. Living in a soft way means that you prepare for opportunity so that when opportunity presents itself, you are ready and you give your best, and afterwards you do not second guess it. You don't question. You don't overanalyze. You allow it to be exactly what it is and move on. It looks like not spending time around people who create emotional unrest inside of you. You know when you're around someone. For me personally, I start to shake. Like it's an actual physical response where I'll start shaking and getting uneven. And when I am in my power, when I'm grounded, I can sit back and say, oh, that's why I feel this way. I feel uneasy. And I don't spend time often, unless I have to, around people who create that in me. Nobody has to know. You don't have to be rude. But you can just know that inside, like, oh, I will limit the amount of time I have to be around this person. I will be kind. I will be polite. But I will not overextend myself. Living in a soft way looks like creating a nutrition and a movement plan around your hormones. I can't tell you how many women, especially, that I have treated in physical therapy that come in and they're like, I have this back pain, this shoulder pain, but I can't get on the treadmill, so I'm gonna gain all this weight and all I wanna do is get on the treadmill. And I'm like, girl, the treadmill is not the best way to get in shape. It can help. It can be a tool, but there are a million other ways to create a home inside of yourself that you enjoy, that you feel good in, that you like yourself in your clothes. Life should be fun, and that life should feel good and feel exciting, but here's the thing, you can still be disciplined. You can still push yourself and have a killer work ethic and ambition and live in a soft way. I share these examples because it's easier than trying to explain to you what releasing control looks like. Most of us know what that looks like. Picture a Buddha in a beautiful Hawaiian atmosphere with palm trees and the ocean and the sand and beautiful music and a fresh pressed green juice. Like, that is releasing control. When you stress yourself out and you're controlling and you're aggressive, and I've definitely done business with people like this, and it's never been a great outcome. Like, even if the business itself went well, I've always felt icky about the interaction, and I've learned by this point that nothing worth doing is worth doing with somebody that is stressed, anxious, unbalanced, controlling. That's not my problem to fix. I'm not a fixer. I know people who are, and they look at it like a project that makes them feel validated and needed, but I don't do that. And unfortunately, if you are in a state of that and I am assessing doing business with you, it's going to be a no, because I can't bring that into my life. I have created a peace around me that is extremely grounding, and it's the lifeblood of me being able to keep up with a schedule that is intense. And to bring somebody who might mess that flow up is never worth it. So now that we have set the new year emotion, hopefully, if you haven't, go back through, listen, and craft a plan to show up as the best version of yourself. Really set that standard high. Set your intentions, create an action plan to go with it. And once you do that, once you sign yourself up and all of those ducks are in a row, I want you to close your eyes and picture yourself playing a tug of war. Like, you're on one side, life is on the other side, and I want you to completely surrender, release your grip, and actually physically, like with your eyes closed, look at your hands gripping that rope and see how tightly you're hanging on. This is a good metaphor for life. See how tightly you're gripping that rope, soften your grip, and then release. Let go. See what happens. And even if you have to practice that every single day, make it a regular thing. When you start to feel tension building in your body, sometimes there is good tension. I don't want to get this confused, because there is a time for being aggressive and there is a time for being soft. But so many times we practice the aggressive approach and then we forget to release control. We forget to kind of go back to our natural state of being. Even if that's not your natural state, we're going to make it that way. You will be amazed at how much more people enjoy your presence. People want to be around you. You're like a warm, glowing light when you do this. This is the inner work that people talk about. This right here. Setting your intentions, having a work ethic, showing up for yourself, and then letting the rest be up to the universe. Let go, let God. That is your advice. And I hope you have a wonderful new year if you're listening to this in real time. And if you found value, make sure you leave a review below, subscribe to the show, and share with your friends. That's the easiest way to help us reach the people who need this show the most.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.